South Africa is facing a massive water crisis. You would remember we've been discussing over the past week or so the Zandvlei closure of the nature reserve due to a sewage spillage that was that I think kicked off around the 2nd or 3rd of October. We're now on the 11th, so it's a little over a week. Zandvlei was reopened yesterday. It's not only that, we're busy watching on the news right here. The SANDF deployed to try and help eradicate contamination in the Vaal River. We have stories of this happening in the KZN. We've got a serious water crisis, but in Western Cape, as this WhatsApp says, it's quite cheeky, says sewage is carps or Evian. Anyway. The point is that we've got a range of issues that we're facing. We've spoken to the city, we've spoken to academics, we've spoken to a number of people. The next person I want to chat to is actually a private sector participant in trying to enter the fray to solve this solution, to create a solution. Help Up is an initiative that has been founded by Georgia McTaggart, who since January 2019 has activated 49 cleanups and collected a total of 39 tons of waste in the Black River Channel, Rapenburg Channel. This is over 33 weeks every single Sunday morning. And we've been debating here on the show, what are the actual causes of this? The city's saying it's the users. Others are saying, academics are saying it's the infrastructure, and that rests somewhere between COGTA, National Department of Water and Sanitation, and the city. And you listeners have been saying, frankly, we're just not getting enough service delivery. Maybe a person who's at the coalface working on a regular basis, like Georgia McTaggart, can help us build out our understanding of this. Good morning, Georgia. Thank you for joining me on Breakfast with Refilwe.
Oh, Refilwe, thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're so welcome. Thank you for the work you've done. 4,000 bags of garbage.
It's a messy business.
I will say, stinky one as well. Now, I mean, we picked up on this article on you, what your work is, the work that you do in the Daily Maverick, so we got a good sense. But won't you let us know, for our listeners' sake, you know, tell us what, first of all, prompted it and what benefits has the city gleaned from your intervention?
Refilwe, what prompted the initiation of Help Up was extreme frustration. I started Help Up September last year, mm-hmm. and I live in Observatory. We've got a lot of homeless people here, unemployed, nothing to do with their time, drug problems, all of those kinds of things. And we have this environmental problem. So I thought, why don't I pull them together and create a new type of paradigm and try to unlock new solutions? So that was my sort of mainframe. That was kind of the skeleton structure of Help Up. And then as we went through every single week, a new cleanup, new faces, new solutions, It just started to scale up and amp up into something where we could become a more extreme cleanup, compassionate disruption initiative, which means that we could show Cape Town what was going on, but we would be doing something while we were showing. So it was going, well, look, we're cleaning this out. We've got smiles on our faces. We've got bright white T-shirts on, smiles. We're earning money. We're feeling good. And we're doing this dirty job. And the dirty job has to be done.
Right.
There's just no way of getting around it. It's not going to go away. We all have to fix this together.
Yeah, indeed. And while you are, as you say, creating a different kind of paradigm, the usual paradigm would be that we would expect the city to clean this up in terms of its collection mandate. It's been highlighted that it costs them 8 times to clean up the rivers as it does to clean out bins.
So your same volume.
Correct.
What I meant in the article, correct.
Okay. So help us understand, I mean, from a cost perspective, how does this help you? I mean, how does this affect you?
From a cost perspective, we don't look at it like that. We're looking beyond money. We're looking at how we can connect communities, how we can find opportunities for people to engage in the environment and actually become involved in the environment in order to improve it. So that's how we look at it from our perspective. So we're a non-profit, so we look at what is it that needs to be done. you know, what resources do we need, and who are the people who are best to engage with us on this particular project? And we view each project as its own entity, if I could use that term.
Right. Now, one of the areas of intervention that's been highlighted is actually shifts in behavioral attitudes and in behavior itself. In the article, you highlight a number of quote-unquote sources of the waste, which is obviously probably the easiest thing to do is to quell the source of the waste so that we don't have to be faced with the cleanup. One of the ones that you highlight, I think the city would agree with you, the city as in Mako, would agree with you. You speak of the sand suburbs.
Yes.
Won't you just take us through how, if the sewage spills, for example, are from an existing infrastructure, how is it that people who don't have infrastructure could be affecting that? Or is it a different situation at Black River?
No, the Black River is it's where we work at the Rapenburg in Mowbray area. So people driving from the M5 would see us working on a Sunday if they were on the M5 south. The issues that there are sanitation, from what I understand, there is a sanitation provision in sand suburbs.
Hmm.
But where we're apparently finding the spills coming from is from something called night soil, which I am only really learning about now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually, interestingly, it's connected to the culture of crime. So at night, after sunset, people lock their doors
mm-hmm.
in informal settlements because they have to stay safe inside. And so they can't go outside and walk a distance to a toilet facility. So they use a bucket system, which they use inside of their homes. And then in the morning, they turf that out, and that lands in the river.
Mm.
So that's what we've got. We've got fear, and we've got, obviously an infrastructure issue, but we've also got bullies and violence and crime that are actually preventing people from feeling safe enough to walk to the privy, if I can put it that
right.
way. And, I mean, obviously, we all want flushing toilets. We all want the convenience of that, and I'm not sure when that will ever be sorted out, if ever sorted out.
Right.
Yeah,
you also highlight that there's a massive issue coming from the building industry's dumping.
Yes. So, I mean, to the extent of wet cement being thrown down manholes, which block the sewage systems, yes, that's also, I've seen it on our stormwater cleanups, where we've actually seen piles of wet cement have been dumped in and dried and actually blocked the stormwaters, pipes and drains up. Which is just insane, isn't it? It's crazy.
Surely, I mean, people should be regulated by the city.
Well, yes, but I mean, if people have if you have your kitchen rebuilt, or you have something, and a builder comes in, and you pay them a couple of R1,000 to remove the rubble and to take it off to the dump to where it has to be taken, and they just pocket that money and pop it in, and then they just go dump it in a canal. Or, I mean, I've seen in Athlone where builders just dump piles and piles of rubble just on the side of the road and just drive past. And, people don't do anything about it. They don't say, well, this is a problem. And it kind of comes to that broken window, the broken window effect that Mayor Giuliani in New York came up with decades ago, which is if something gets broken and we don't fix it, then it just gets worse and worse and worse.
For sure.
And it's our collective responsibility. So the city's responsibility, certainly they have the budget. It's also
which
our
they're underspending,
personal responsibility.
Yeah. Okay.
It's our personal to
clean up after ourselves.
Down the toilets.
For sure.
Don't use wet wipes and throw them down the toilet. But think about the use and think about the fact that you live in a catchment area as a citizen of Cape Town. The Black River itself it has 9 canals that run into the area where we work. So we're receiving waste, motor oil, all kinds of stuff. Even the horse
across the city,
from Constantia.
Oh,
yes,
my
it's
word.
All coming our way.
Oh,
and we're in the thick of it, believe me.
Yeah, every Sunday. Georgia McTaggart, founder of HelpUp, thank you so much for joining us and enlightening us.
Thank you so much.
If you would like to support Georgia and her initiative, backabuddy.co.za is where to go. It's for the HelpUp River cleanups, and you can contribute some money there.